When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Welcome back in. Happen OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. We have switched over to WGN Plus, but still taking your calls at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Bears lose the 49ers 26-20 in overtime. Torrey Smith from Blaine Gabbert. As the Bears did have a 7-point lead late, and then the Niners went down the field. Gabbert scrambling about 50 yards to the end zone to tie it. The Bears had an opportunity to kick a field goal with 2 seconds left, and Robbie Gould missed it, his second miss of the game. That sent the game into overtime, and that sent us into where we're at right now. Ham, you're. We'll get to the calls in a second here. 312-981.
Well, guys, you know, and again, I'm shocked. I'm stunned. Like I said, I'm saddened by not only the way the team played, but the way they conducted themselves during the course of this game. But here's a couple of things. When you are a team and you watch film just like everyone else does, and you see certain players on that team being coddled and given a pass and almost, you know, told that, oh, no matter what they do, it there's no accountability. I'm talking about Shea McClellan. It has to start to rot the core of the team a little bit. Not only that, but when you have an incident like what happened a week ago with Martellus Bennett, where Martellus Bennett threw a fit in a selfish moment during practice when he was not being featured in a red zone drill, the other tight end, Zach Miller, was. Well, all of a sudden now, Martellus Bennett develops a mystery injury, doesn't even make the trip to Green Bay, and then comes out and says he doesn't even watch the game. All these little things start to kind of rot at the core. But from top to bottom, the way this team was prepared today, it has to go back to the coaching staff. And we've talked, and OB, you love to bring up the fact the kids are buying in, and,
yes,
and there's been a lot of, you know, two steps forward, if you will. But I got to tell you, there's something going on that started here maybe a week ago or whatever, because this team played its worst game of the year. But all that being said, I think it's inexcusable that your so-called million-dollar kicker comes out and misses two chip-shot field goals that would have won the game for you on two separate occasions. There's something going on this team, and it's not good.
You know what, Dan? I think I kind of buying in on what you're saying here, and I was so positive. I know I did the Roll Con show Friday, and from what I've seen, and I'm making that point about the players are buying, and they have. They truly have, because how many times have we seen last year and all the years before, the team was lost halfway through the season, the guys didn't care, the coaches, it was god-awful. This is a little bit different. But there's something else. There might be something in what you're saying here, Dan, because I'm going to – how – in the world of football, you're playing at home, and by the way, you're 1-5 at home with this team coming in, and they haven't won a road game. They're a god-awful football team. They're playing with folks, backups, and they come in here, again, after that tremendous victory up in Green Bay, and put this display on. Offense came out like they were in a coma. I don't get it, and I don't understand, which I've been saying all year, about Gase. When we get into the red zone or close to it or basically almost anywhere, if you're running a ball, the best thing to do is come with a naked bootleg play action, fake it, and hit the wide receiver coming across on a post pattern. We don't go deep, folks. We don't go to the end zone. You wonder why the hell we're struggling trying to score 20 points. When we have times that we should be going for the striker, we don't do it. We just don't, gentlemen.
Who Brought It Today is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. You know what to bring. Anybody jumping off the page on Who Brought It Today?
Well, look.
Yeah, how about Blaine Gabbert, the quarterback who's lucky he's in the league?
San Francisco, yeah.
Jesus.
Quarterback rating of 84. Four something, right?
84.9, and he ran the 44-yard touchdown that was, you know, to put the 49ers in a tie, to put force overtime. But more importantly, guys, I mean, you know, from top to bottom, this team, we went out there with a zero sense of urgency.
Exactly.
And it's at home.
That's
when
what
you
I,
are,
yes.
Hey, at 5-7, I don't want to hear the word playoff again concerning this football team. It's over. But more importantly, for them to play in such a cavalier manner, like I said, it guts me. It saddens me that this veteran coaching staff knew what was at stake, and they squandered this opportunity.
I mean, the players had to know what was at stake too. I mean, come on, they're not.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm just saying. Listen, I'm not exalting the coaching staff, but the players got to know it too, right? I mean, come on.
Look, though, here's reality. You've got players out on the field that are starting. There are kids on the bench that maybe might be worse, but for crying out loud, they'll give an honest effort, Dan. And so I'm not buying into this coaching staff garbage because I just think it's hogwash. You're right. Four games this year, John Fox, you could put right at his feet. This is game number four. And they continue to run out the same bad product, meaning bad players, and not trying to find answers. And oh, by the way, they really sent a message through the whole clubhouse this week by cutting their long snapper. Boy, that really worked out well today, didn't it? We had a bunch of low snaps to the punter. And then, you know, on the end there, you saw Robbie Gold complaining about the bad snap on his shanked game winner.
We're on WGNplus.com. Thank you for finding us. 312-981-7200. Get to the calls in 1 second.
Yeah, why don't you want to jump in? I'm totally mystified at this loss today. I can't fathom it. We lost to this football team? And everything I've been preaching and saying about up till now went right out the window.
It's hard to believe that this team that's been so competitive all season long is 1-5 at home. 1-5 at Soldier Field. And now have lost 12 of their last 15 at Soldiers. I mean, that's just... I understand the football team. How are you better on the road? That just doesn't add
but
up.
They're not really that good on the road either.
Well, they are this year. They're way better this year. You're talking about they went into Green Bay and beat the Packers. I mean,
the Packers had a lucky face mask call, Hail Mary pass to beat the Lions. Okay, so let's don't overemphasize that. Great. Here's what's great: watching Aaron Rodgers throw his helmet on the ground at the end of the game in Thanksgiving Day. That was a happy moment for all of us. But let's be realistic: the Packers are stinko. And the Lions are stinko, and the Bears are even more stinko. That's the truth.
You know, somehow, some way, you've got to address a certain number of these chronic problems with certain players and positions. And time and time again, Obey, you called me on the cell phone during the first half saying, "Can you believe Shay McClellan and how pathetic his play is?" And I hung up on you. I couldn't take it.
Standing flat footed.
Oh, hey, at the snap of the ball on the goal line, he couldn't even get the, you know, "Oh, well, he calls our plays."
Hit two people. You know who they were?
Yeah.
Two of his own players.
Yes, and they run the dive right at him and score. I'm just saying, there's a malaise in a team when you see a player coddled like that and there is no accountability. I'm just saying, you better beware, coaches, because this is all coming home to roost.
312-981-7200. Let's get a couple calls in here. Steve in Streamwood's been waiting patiently. You are on WGN. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Go ahead,
we've
Steve.
Been better.
Obviously, with you players, you legends, playing in the trenches, this cuts a lot deeper for you guys than the average fan. But, Mr. Hampton, I heard you a minute or two ago, talk about Robbie Gold. You know, with all the bad players, with all the bad coaching decisions, with everything, with 2 seconds left, Robbie Gold misses a chip shot. Now, I listened to it on the radio, so I didn't hear if it was a bad snap or anything like that. It didn't sound like it according to the broadcast. But the guy gets a lot of money to make a 26-yarder. I mean, how many games has he had this year? This is a subpar season, in my opinion, because Robbie Gold is normally Mr. Automatic. Michael Cole...
He missed one against the Vikings that would have won the game. We wouldn't even have had to fight it out with the Vikings.
And he missed one earlier in the game against 49ers to win, too.
Exactly. I mean, You're exactly right. There's no, I don't hide the fact I loathe kickers, and especially when they miss, then they start wanting to blame at some, you know, blame a snap, blame the holder, blame somebody, blame the weather. I don't know, but I got to tell you, you make a great point. You know, when the guy is doing his job, he does it pretty daggum well. But this is inexcusable. On a day like today, when you need your so-called, you want to call him a star, your so-called leaders, whatever you want to call him, to not be bad, well, he was pathetic. And to miss not one, but two that would have won the game is inexcusable.
I mean, even further, with a 2 minutes, the Bears had a 7-point lead, and what, three plays, they drive right down the heart. They run right down the heart of the Bears' defense for a score.
Yeah.
Steve, the reality of it all is.
Thank you, Steve.
Is in the first 30 minutes of football, let's take the first 15, they have a total of 5 yards. We start the game on their 41-yard line. The next time we get it, we're on our own 47. The next time we get it, I believe we're on our own 33. This happened all game. 49ers had terrible field position. And to have this team come in here and it's got to go into overtime, you can't explain it. I am so frustrated, so aggravated. And you know, we're going to start coming down to some of these defensive linemen that are on this football team. I mean, when you can't hold your own ground, play after play on the run, they either stand you up at the line of scrimmage, position block you, turn you, or blow you off. This is a disgrace.
The Mueller Dealerships game-changing moment brought to you by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, Gurney, Hoffman Estates, and Merrillville. 36-yard missed field goal, Robbie Gould, work for you guys with 2 seconds to go in the game?
I don't think there's any question that you got to hang it on him. Because that basically gave the 49ers new life, and they made the most of it in the overtime. I mean, that was, again, this wasn't a 58-yarder against the wind in a driving rain. I mean, this was Jay Cutler basically curled up in a fetal position to get it just perfect
in the middle of the field for him. I mean, hey, it couldn't have been set up any better.
Blaine Gabbert goes to play action. They're in their own side, pretty well on their own side of the field in overtime. And we have a wideout blow right by our four defensive backs, okay, in the middle of nowhere. And a quarterback from nowhere throws the ball perfectly to him and runs in the end zone. Wouldn't you think they would have some communication in that defensive backfield when the call is made? And if he comes in inside, you got him. He comes outside, I got him. It's this, it's that. Before the damn ball's even snapped. I know that happens.
312-981-7200. It's the Hamp and OB with Kaz show presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears lose to the Niners 26-20 in overtime. They fall to 5-7. And as Hamp said, the playoff talk effectively dead. We'll take your calls next. 312-981-7200. This is Hamp and OB with Kaz presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on WGN.